What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Block Report Podcast. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, a.k.a. Tafari XL. Well, of course, we've been going through our ups and downs of the pandemic. COVID-19 has raised a lot of havoc throughout society. So first, before we get into this story, for this episode, let me first express that my condolences for anyone that may be listening to this that has been affected by this COVID-19 or has family members that or friends or anyone they may know of that they've lost to this virus or through the experience of this virus. So what you're about to hear is not something where I am trying to say that it is not real, it is not dangerous, or anything of that nature. But what I will be doing is bringing you information delivered by Governor Cuomo of New York State on their latest news and understanding of their positioning as far as combating the virus and where they are in their hospital system with dealing with the virus. Before I continue and move any further, do remember that you can reach out to the Block Report Podcast via theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com. Also on Instagram at The Block Report Podcast and Twitter at The Block Report Podcast. Although I'm not really been posting on Twitter, but I post from time to time on Instagram. But the inbox is open. Get at us if you have any sort of comments, suggestions, or stories, or if you have ideas for anyone for us to interview that you think would be informational and or interesting to bring on the platform. Also, don't forget that you can also hear the podcast via Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and all the other streaming networks. Well, if not all, a whole lot of them that are out there. So, let's continue. So, this week, we had on December 2nd or 3rd, I don't have the exact date, but that I believe it was the 3rd. We had Governor Cuomo of New York State speaking on the vaccine, news with the vaccine. Now, if you recall, we did a previous program mentioning the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. And this particular time, the governor was talking about the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer being a New York company and all. And mentioning even to the fact that Pfizer developed their vaccine for COVID-19 without any government assistance. But before the governor got into talking about that, Governor Cuomo was speaking on COVID patients, how many there were, etc., and other information and details that we feel here at the Block Report Podcast were pertinent to give these details and this information to give some perspective to the listeners out there and to others that may be concerned or not so concerned at all, but therefore so that you can have some frame of reference on which to speak on the subject. Instead of being scared out of your wits by the mainstream media. So, here's a few numbers and stats the governor had listed, Governor Cuomo. The amount of COVID patients in hospitals currently are 4,063 in the state of New York. New York City alone has 9 million people, or at least over 8 million people, as residents of New York City. That's the city, which is 5 boroughs. So with the state combined, it comes up to about somewhere around 9 or 10 million people. So we're talking about 4,000, which is not even 10%, not even 1%. A very small number. Total beds in the state in hospitals, because remember, the initial concern once COVID was started to begin its wrath and overwhelming on this side of the Atlantic was the hospital, how the hospitals were going to be able to manage and preventing them from being overwhelmed. That's why New York had initially claimed they went through, and why the governor initially claimed that New York State was going to have a shutdown. And they eventually pursued a shutdown and did with the shutdown and all the rest. That's all history. You guys already know. If you don't know, you've been under a rock. But don't worry, I am here to help get you up to speed. But you could always use your friend Google. Now, the total beds in New York State is 53,000, and beds with patients is 35,000. Now, the governor mentioned something. He went to this point that is outside of the realm of hospitals and COVID. He started speaking on rent assistance and also on the relief aid bill. Similar to that a lot of people have been expecting to come from Congress. So, but what I'll start with is giving some of the information which he presented here. And I may play a slight clip later on, or a small clip later on in this program, of what the governor was saying, because there was something quite interesting I heard that he said. Now, at this time, I'm actually reporting. I have my information and my notes here. Instead of me just replaying a video, I'm giving you the nitty-gritty, the details, to far by Excel style. Now, check it out. So, Governor Cuomo says that the state is reopening rent assistance program. The governor is changing the law, the rent assistance bill. The governor is changing the law, extending eligibility requirements and reopening the application window by executive order. So that will help some individuals. Although that law, as he stated, means that you have to meet certain kind of requirements. And make obviously there's some sort of income requirement that goes with that, as far as what I understood or what he stated, and therefore, so that's what he's looking to do. Now we're going to run through. The way that I'm doing this particular program is that I'm going to run through as some of what the governor Cuomo had said, as more or less on bullet points. Because what we're doing here, we're more or less just reporting and bringing you up to date, but we're not going to give a deep run through. If any of this information is interesting to you and you haven't heard it, then I highly recommend that you look up Governor Cuomo's recent address in regards to the COVID-19 situation and the vaccine. It can be found on the internet. So look it up. Anyway, Governor Cuomo also stated Washington should pass the $908 billion legislation proposed by Senator Manchin as a first down payment. Governor Cuomo repeated this several times, showing that he believed that this would be a first down payment, that the bill was not enough. And I believe he is the chairman of, as far as according to what I could draw from his statements in the conference, that he is the chairman of the National Governors Association. And in that association, they all agreed that more money was needed for the states. And they sent a proposal for a bill, or sent a proposal for, not a bill, but for aid of in excess of or around $500 billion. And in this bill that was proposed by Senator Manchin for $908 billion, there was only allotted $160 billion for states. Governor Cuomo also states that Senator Mitch McConnell had said before, when it came to trying to get money for the states, to let the states go bankrupt. And Governor Cuomo kind of said this in a way as to say, well, that was kind of a insidious statement, to say the least. Because if the states go bankrupt, there's 50 states in the country, so what would that say for the country? And I'm paraphrasing Governor Cuomo in that last statement. So, in regards to getting this $160 billion out of that $908 billion legislation, Governor Cuomo referenced and said a couple of times, something is better than nothing. Now, Governor Cuomo then went on to say some, and the reason why I keep saying Governor Cuomo instead of just saying the governor, because I would, just so that you guys can understand, I'm not doing it out of some sort of OCD or lack of understanding or whatever, anything like that, but just in case if someone was to chime in into the program in the middle of it, and they just heard me saying the governor, they wouldn't know who I was talking about. So therefore, I'm consistently saying the governor's name, so that it doesn't matter where someone chimes into the program or tunes in, that if they hear me say anything about a governor, they know which governor, which senator, and who and what representative. Okay? All right. I have to explain these things sometimes, because some people will make excuses for their learning disabilities. And when people are trying to just clearly express and get the information out there. So, Governor Cuomo was speaking on vaccine distribution and acceptance. He appeared to be very adamant on this particular topic. Governor Cuomo said, quote, "This is the weapon that wins the COVID war." End quote. That may not be an exact quote. I might be paraphrasing that, but that's the quote. So, and the governor also said, Governor Cuomo, it has to be fair, equitable. We have to fit it for the blacks and the brown communities. The blacks and the browns communities. Now, at this point here, I was intrigued. We'll take a side note right now from the reporting and just to hear some, so I can give some commentary here. I was intrigued to hear the governor say that we have to fit it or get it correct for the blacks and the browns communities. Now, I will say this. It may have been weeks ago, months ago, but I could see a time where when referencing or speaking about black people, and I'm curious to who the brown people are. I'm not quite sure. I will do some research and get back to you guys once I find out exactly who these brown people are so that I could actually speak on the subject a little bit more intelligibly. Now, before, it was a lot of talk about people of color, minorities, underserved, and you never really knew who those people were either. Who were they speaking of? A lot of these politicians and pundits, when they threw those words around. Now, when they say the blacks, well, I have a bit more of an understanding, unless the blacks is like a family of people named Black or the Blacks. Maybe then they would be called the Blacks. But anyway, all right, I digress. Let me move on and give you the rest of this information here. Before I move on to that, the reason why I found that part to be particularly interesting is because there have been voices in the black community and in the media and on the internet that have said that definitely for sure that once the vaccine came was on the horizon, that government officials and entities would seek to make move to immediately vaccine black people. So for me, I find it quite interesting because it seems like a lot of those voices that were on the internet and in the media, or the internet media, but on the internet for sure, and other voices that are out there that might not be in the mainstream media, were absolutely correct and on point when it comes to that. That they definitely have the, once they would have the vaccine, they would target the black community. Black folks, essentially. Now, here's some of the logic that Governor Cuomo was trying to use to express why that is. Why blacks would be given special attention. Read, targeted for the vaccine. Blacks died at twice the rate that whites did. Another quote, Browns died at 1.5 times the rate that whites did. Another quote. They have less COVID testing and higher infection rates. So this is some of the logic that Governor Cuomo of New York State was using to say why there was a necessary need for to give special attention to distribution and acceptance in the black and brown communities. Governor Cuomo then went on to say that, Governor Cuomo then promotes that government will have to do its part to do an aggressive outreach to the black and brown community in order to have the vaccine distributed and accepted. People are going to have to accept the vaccine. Another quote from Governor Cuomo. The governor states 75% vaccine population is needed. 75% vaccinated population. It's needed for 75% of the population to be vaccinated. Now, I heard it was from Dr. Fauci, I believe, earlier that in this process that it was needed for 40%. No, not Dr. Fauci, I'm sorry. I believe I heard Dr. Scott Gottlieb say, who was the former FDA commissioner in the Trump administration, I believe, and also is on a couple of those mega big time pharmaceutical companies boards, and I'm not quite sure, but I believe he's on the board of Pfizer. You guys can double check my information and my facts, right? Fact check. Anyway, Dr. Scott Gottlieb had said that 40% of the population would be considered herd immunity. Well, apparently Governor Cuomo and Dr. Gottlieb see things differently. So Governor Cuomo states 75% of the population is needed to be vaccinated. Right, and he also stated, but yet 50% of the population polled refused to take the vaccine. He doesn't know, this is from a poll. It's not like there was no vaccine, there's no people that were offered a vaccine and that said no, but what they're going off of is polls when they say that. And he went further to say, Governor Cuomo, that the vaccine will happen in weeks. New York State will be aggressive in distribution of vaccine, Governor Cuomo said, starting with nursing homes and healthcare staff. Governor Cuomo opened a box with the Pfizer vaccine. He brought up during this conference, he brought up a box onto the table to which he was sitting at, and he brought it from the floor and put it on top of the table. And in it, he stated that this was the box with the vaccine. Later on, during the interview or the conference, he said that there was no vaccine in there, but this is what he said. Basically, this is how the vaccine would be delivered. In this particular box, and in that box, they had several trays, I think, 5 trays, and the trays had vials, and there was about 195 vials or doses for each tray. So Governor Cuomo opened the box with Pfizer vaccine. That is, as I stated before, is a New York company. And the company that made the vials that contain the vaccine is another New York company called Corning. They made the glass. So Governor Cuomo made sure to mention that and say how proud he was of these New York companies, and so on and so forth. The package comes with the geo-tracker and thermometer to track the package and monitor temperature. Because if you haven't heard, the Pfizer vaccine needs to be kept at a certain temperature or it won't be any good. Governor Cuomo was pressed by reporters on the amount of data, right, data points. See, the governor was talking about that they had trace tracking, and the trace tracking on the virus, they had collected 30,000 data points, and he said through that information, they knew where the people live, so that's why they were able to target certain areas and break it down to where some things had to close in certain areas, but maybe not in others. You see, guys, we're in a pandemic, so some things make sense to do for sure. But they can do a lot of things with that information. So what you just gotta hope, I guess you gotta hope for the best. I mean, you hoped on the presidential election, so you know, just keep hoping. Keep hope alive. Shout out Jesse Jackson. Now, So he was pressed on the data points of 30,000, and if that would be enough information, they would have enough information to contain and monitor the spread of the virus based on that information. And the only offering that Governor Cuomo had for the reporters when they pressed him on that was, well, you don't know anyone else that has 30,000 data points. So basically, I don't have an answer to the question that you're trying to ask me. Like, I have obviously more than anybody else in this category. So, but I really don't have the answers that you're trying to ask, to the questions you're trying to ask me now. And to which the reporters began asking other questions, to which the governor had to field a delegate towards the other people that were sitting up at the podium with him, sitting up at the table with him, not podium, the table, because there were several tables set up. And they were all social distance as well. Although the governor and I believe the people sitting up at the table didn't have masks on, but the reporters had their mask on. So the question came up, what was the count for the ICU beds? And then there was a breakdown. So the current ICU beds in the state of New York is 6,000 in total or thereabouts. There's another gentleman, I don't know his name, he came on, he piped up and he spoke up and he said, well, the total number is 5,970 whatever, but they rounded it to 6,000. Then they said that there are 2,300 beds available in ICU in the state, and that 377 of the beds of the 6,000 total beds were occupied by COVID patients. So this was the extent. There was other information and other questions, some related to COVID, some not so much. And I tried to condense this information and bring this information to you guys for those that are interested and that even care. And even for those of you that may not think that COVID is serious or feel that it's what, you know, that it's not that big of a deal. But here now, I'm bringing you from the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, the facts to which, and the data points, the data that the state has gathered in regards to COVID-19. Also, I'd like to bring up another point. What they showed different regions of New York and how they were affected by COVID at this time. And one of the things they showed that I believe New York City had something like 1,255 hospitalizations within the most recent period, or whatever the case may be. But that reflected a number of about 0.0%. So a lot of what's going on, there are cases of people coming up with COVID, but none of it is 1%, 2%, 3%, much less 10%, much less at an alarming rate. It's 0.01. Everything is at a 0.0 something digit right now. And, I guess, remember, as I stated at the beginning of this program, that definitely my condolences go out to all those that have been affected by this or lost someone to this virus. But when we have a situation where 0.01% of a population is either coming up positive with it or being affected by it, I think it's time for us to take a pause and begin to really think. Now, but here we are. The vaccine is here. Although the news came across the wire during the trading day with the market, even though Pfizer stopped. I have to shut that thing off real quick. Anyway, yeah, the news came across the wire during the trading day in regards to Pfizer stock. Even when Pfizer announced, it was about 3 weeks ago, I believe, Pfizer announced over 90% efficacy in its phase 3 trials with its vaccine, and the stock barely moved. And I think it moved a little bit this week and or in the subsequent weeks. But the one that has really moved is Moderna. And we spoke about this in our previous podcast. Now, once the news came out today during the trading day that Pfizer is having problems with transporting the vaccine. Because their vaccine is very complicated, and transportation is a complicated situation because it has to be kept at a certain temperature. They have this geo tracker on it. It's all kinds of things. And you can't, like Governor Cuomo said, you can only open the box twice or maybe twice a day or something. And you can't leave it open for more than 60 or 90 days. Got to keep this thing at a certain temperature, so it's kind of a complicated thing. You know, it's not one to go ahead. Yeah, just go ahead and take it. No, you have to take certain precautions, and there's certain details that need to be understood so that this thing can be relevant and active. So we'll see where it goes from here, guys. But I'm not going to hold you up too much longer. I just felt like I needed to get this information out to you, so that you could be on point and you know what you're talking about. Anyway, this is your host, Tafari XL, aka TDK the Magnificent. And this has been another edition of the Block Report Podcast. And the only advice is no advice. Well, there I go trying to make something up. But the only advice I have for you is to be you. Because only you can be the best you there ever was. And I'm out. Peace.